Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's along now for the ride, literally and figuratively, to comment on the big stories. We have 10 of them this week as usual, and the people that folks are talking about and the issue-oriented talk radio world. We begin at number 10. I don't know whether we ought to have the big-voiced announcer here or not, Richie. What do you say? Should we do the big-voiced announcer with Michael in honor of Thanksgiving?
Number 10.
At number 10 on the countdown, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, especially the hot games as we get toward the end of the NFL regular season?
Number 9.
What's going on with the Russians and the Chinese? Are they trying to discount the dollar?
Number 8.
The Irish bank crisis. Is the European economy going to fall apart because of loans given to the Irish?
Number 7.
A leader of the Taliban who's really a fake?
Number 6.
Bristol Palin and her status on Dancing with the Stars.
Number 5.
All the hoopla about the shopping on Black Friday.
Number 4.
Holiday travel in the TSA with their pat-downs, etc.
Number 3.
The tension between North and South Korea.
Number 2.
The approval rating or lack thereof for Barack Obama.
Number 1.
What is the lame duck Congress doing on bills like Senate number 510? Now, in the People Department, let's use the big voice announcer again. Why not? What the heck?
Number 10.
Hamid Karzai, who is in charge of Afghanistan.
Number 9.
Kim Jong-il and his son. It's like soup here. Kim Jong-un.
Number 8.
New leader. Janet Napolitano is number 8.
Number 7.
The Palin twins, Sarah and Bristol, at number 7.
Number 6.
The governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal.
Number 5.
Eric Cantor.
Number 4.
Harry Reid.
Number 3.
Nancy Pelosi.
Number 2.
John Boehner.
Number 1.
Barack Obama. All right. So.
I love it.
A little drama is good. Once in a while. Good, yeah, for the soul. Happy Thanksgiving, Michael.
Thank you. How come I don't get the big voice announcer?
Well, we can put the big voice announcer.
That's right? Great. So, yeah, when I do it, I don't get the big voice.
No, we can do. We'll do the big voice announcer with you if you prefer
we'll
to
do
be
that. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I hope everybody's having a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Do we get a kick out of? I mean, there are the news media and some of our colleagues in the both on radio and television who do opinion-oriented conversation are trying to make this thing with North Korea and South Korea look like the end of the world. Once again, extraordinarily bad coverage, and not only is it bad, but it is indicative of what the news media is best at, and that isn't bringing you the news, but of pejoratively bringing you opinions. This could be the end. With nuclear showdown. I saw one headline. I mean, you look at the headline. China issues warning ahead of U.S. South Korea drill. Warnings about what? What are they going to warn about? What are they going to do? They're going to take shots at America and lose their biggest trading partner? The only reason that China has any money is because of the trade with America. I mean, you don't even have to go to the second line of the story, Michael. What is China going to do? Nothing. What can they do? Nothing. What are they, unless they want to commit economic suicide, you know, always, I suppose they could do that, right? But what they're really worried about is having yet another democracy. If North Korea goes away, the leadership falls because of military support, then there be an uprising. The people in North Korea would rather be with their South Korean families, brothers, friends, etc., and that would extend the democracy right to China's door, which, of course, isn't something that they are particularly thrilled about, it would appear. I don't know how many conversations about that have been tackled by some of the substitute hosts. One of the problems with talk radio and talk television this week is that there are so many substitute hosts, you don't get the real drift of some of the thinkers. You get some people on who are just, you know, B, C players, right? Is that unfair?
That was interesting.
Take it away, Michael.
It's kind of a truncated week in terms of a lot of people taking days off, and it had a bit of a different flavor. Regardless, some of the substitute hosts say basically the same thing as the people they're filling in for. That's why they get the job of filling in.
That's close.
It's when you get the best of shows. that you wind up with old news and, right. and old discussions. But no, I think for the most part, the takes that have been on talk radio this week have been pretty reflective of the way it is every week of the year. It's just been a holiday week, and this holiday, like every holiday, seems to catch up to people faster than they expect. And with Black Friday and with all of a sudden Santa Claus ads and Christmas music in the air, it changes the mood. But this North Korea, South Korea story is certainly one that plays into that sensationalist fear. And I guess there's a reason for it. I mean, these nuclear weapons do exist. We do face danger. We just haven't, fortunately, faced it all the way. And let's hope we never do.
One of the things that I was thinking about as the discussion took place on programs I'm associated with this week was your trip with me or my trip with you to Israel several years ago when we went through the checkout line. You hear a lot of the people asking on the air, why can't we do what the Israelis do? And then you hear from a government spokesman, oh, we couldn't do that because there are only 11 million people that go through their airport every year, and we have 800 million that go through ours. How could we possibly do that? I think that's kind of a specious argument. I think we could do it better if we wanted to. But don't you remember vividly how we – now, you've been back to Israel several times since you and I went, and mm-hmm. it pretty much is the same treatment all the time when you go there, right? It's a very thorough, very quick process.
Well, because they engage in profiling.
Yeah.
The key to avoid this type of indignity and loss of personal freedom that the American public is facing because of this heightened pat-down scanning thing is profiling, Doug. Mm-hmm. If they engage in racial and ethnic and attitudinal profiling on a more aggressive way, they wouldn't have to have all those people being checked the way they do. And that's what the Israelis do. They talk to the people. They look at the people. They question everybody. They profile. And I'm not a big fan of profiling. However, in a certain way, if we are in a war, quote-unquote, on terrorism, perhaps a certain level of profiling at airports would be expedient. I mean, Grandma Smith on her way to see her family over the holidays, with her walker and her luggage is probably not as dangerous a threat to the security of an airplane as some nervous, sweaty young men in 20s.
An interesting way of looking at it. But profiling, I am in favor of profiling because I think that's what makes this all work. But we're too politically correct here, and it's kind of, we don't want to offend anybody.
Isn't that it? Doesn't it come down to profiling would be the way to avoid having everyday citizens go through this kind of indignity, yeah. being patted down, felt up, scanned,
right.
exposed?
The man who had his urine sack, he's got a colostomy or whatever it was, and they
right.
pushed so hard as it broke, and he got urine all over his body. I mean, give me a break. I was so infuriated when I saw that. I used a couple of words that I don't usually use on the air. Who are these people, and what do they think? Or do they not think at all? Do they have no common sense? You look at this guy, Pistoli, which is the real way. He doesn't like the Italian. He sounds like a gangster, but his real pronunciation of his name is Pistoli. He's been referred to as Mr. Pistol, former FBI agent. Who was, as far as he's concerned, everybody's guilty until they're proven innocent. So we're all bad guys. And you look into his eyes and you listen to his words and you realize how troubling it is to be a citizen of this country, even though it may be everybody says, oh, it's the best place in the world. I don't want some guy from the FBI running my country. I don't want some guy telling me that I went through this process. I had a pat down.
Right.
And frankly, because I'm ticklish, I started to giggle and laugh when the pressure was applied to my legs and my groin and the areas. But, I mean, they've pushed every bit of my body. I'm not going to go through that and risk getting cancer. I saw three or four articles this week. One of them is the New York Times suggesting that Americans who go through these things more than 20 times a month are likely to get cancer from these scanners.
Right. And I've read another article that when from the pat down, you could wind up getting crabs. So the fact
because they don't change their gloves. What's the matter with them?
Yeah. So either way, the fact of the matter, this is a very, first of all, it's not my role on this program to give my opinion about such controversial things. I'm more the overviewer. However,
I won't ask you anymore.
However, that being said, this whole thing, perhaps we should just be braver and not be so afraid of the terrorists.
Yeah.
I think maybe if we just said, hey, okay, bring it on. You know? Yeah. Okay.
You blow a plane out of the sky, we'll blow up one of your cities. That's all.
Exactly.
Get rid of the TSA.
Exactly.
Stop all of it. You're going to blow up a plane, we're going to blow up one of your cities. End of story. Right.
That's that. And I'm not, again, this is too complex a topic for in a quick discussion like this for us to get into it. But I just want to throw that thought out there that perhaps our entire approach to this war on terrorism is one that should be rethought.
Yeah.
Perhaps the terrorists have already won.
They have won. Of course they have. They win every time.
As a result of how we're handling it.
Yeah.
Perhaps we should thumb our nose at them.
Yep. And get rid of all of these people.
Yeah.
Just get rid of the TSA altogether. Get rid of the checkpoints. Get rid of the TSA. All of that stuff. Okay, we've solved the problem. Next. See, aren't you glad you're here? This is why it's so stimulating to have you here.
Well, I certainly am not so arrogant as to think we solved the problem.
But it'd make a good conversation for a number of people to have. See, when you're on this program, a lot of talk radio people are listening to your suggestions, and they'll take that and go with it and use the thread of the ideas on their own talk radio programs, which is a good idea. Why not? Why would you do that?
I just don't hear enough people saying what you and I just said, and I think it's a valid alternative to the way we've been living for the last 10 years.
Yeah, it is. Right. We have become scared little rabbits. We look like weaklings. It's foolishness. All it is a chance for the government to control you. What
exactly.
You think. That's all. Right.
All in the name of not losing our freedom, we're rapidly giving it up and our courage.
Yeah. Right. All right. Bristol Palin, according to some, got support for staying where she did, the number three position on Dancing with the Stars, because of the Tea Party. And folks listening to talk radio and following Fox News, talk television, whatever it is, and taking their cue from some nameless person who says, call now and support Bristol Palin if you support her mother and that kind of stuff. What do you make of that?
I think that it's hilarious. And as I said, I think we should launch an investigation immediately into the way Dancing with the Stars has their voting.
Right. Right before or after we find out what the problem is with American Idol and how come the really talented people don't win.
Really, I think this is a bigger problem than the TSA.
Right, much bigger. Well, look at that. I mean, it's number six this week. TSA is number four, so
thank God for Sarah Palin and her family. Where would we be?
Right, well, listen, the ratings for a television show were great the first night out, and then the second night, apparently all the liberals that were watching the first night decided not to watch, so ratings were down by 30%. That's what I heard one guy say on his program. The liberals wanted to check it out the first night, then they stopped watching.
So. Well, it's all pretty amazing. And you were always talking about how entertainment, gossip, scandal, politics, life and death issues all mix together on talk radio. We sure see it with that, don't we?
We sure do. Michael Harrison, always a pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. He's here with us to go through the topics and the stories that are part of the Talkers Countdown overview of the hot hits in talk radio from the previous week.
South of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted. but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
I don't want to grow up. Want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What is the appropriate way, when going through that material in my mind that I went through a few minutes ago, if you're just tuning in, how are we to deal with the North Koreans? How do we deal with the Iranians? What do we do? What's your thought on people and countries who are aggressive? Guessing that North Koreans are like the Iranians and most people around the world, they don't want war, they don't want fuss, they don't know, they somehow or other succumb to the leadership of military and pseudo-military opportunists. And then it takes a lot to throw those shackles off, especially with the state of modern technology in armaments. It's easier to wipe out hundreds or thousands of people who may be opposed to you in power with a push of a button. And that was not that easy. It was easier to overthrow these sorts. The past has led us to believe that the public in general, or people in general, humans in general, don't like this stuff, but sometimes they fall under the spell, and then it's too late when they realize, oh, my God, what is it that these people are all about? Here's Brian Sullivan speaking with former Defense Secretary William Cohen about the chances that this problem may escalate.
Do you believe this will escalate?
It doesn't have to escalate. What has to happen, however, is rather than the world watching what's taking place on the Korean Peninsula, I think the world ought to come down hard on the North Koreans, because once again, they have indicated they're not interested in making peace, but making trouble. And the trouble that they've made goes back for quite some time, but most recently, before this particular incident, was the sinking of the Jonan, killing some 48, 49 sailors of the South Korean armed forces. And that went without any consequence to them whatsoever. So I think what we have to do is to make it very clear to them that they are not going to get a positive reaction in terms of us going back or any of the countries going back to the six-party talks until there is some action on their part to indicate that they're truly interested in pursuing something other than what they've been doing for the past several years.
So you believe they were emboldened by the lack of either South Korean or global response to the sinking of that warship earlier this year?
I think they were emboldened to the sense that they were being ignored. And they say, now, pay attention to us. We can be a force for trouble, so pay attention to us. But the problem is, every time they say pay attention to us, they end up killing some innocent people. And this has got to come to a stop. And
saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No more mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Rupp, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-1328.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-1328. 800-890-1328. 800-890-1328.
At Chevy, we've been challenging Americans to check out our cars and trucks versus the competition, and they've been finding out the facts. Take Chevy Impala SS. It comes with a 303-horsepower small block V8 that still gets an EPA-estimated 28 highway miles per gallon. Get the facts. Compare Chevy head-to-head against any competitor. Go to Edmunds.com. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value.
Are you still working for someone else when you could be making a six-figure income potential from home? Hi, this is David Darkangelo, former host of the TV show Money Talk. In the last 15 years, over 200,000 men and women just like you have followed my advice and started a legitimate home-based business. Many of them have fired their boss and now work from home. I research hundreds of money-making opportunities so you don't have to. I sort through the hype, the empty promises, and the scams. Unless something has serious six-figure income potential, I won't even look at it. Right now, I've discovered a little-known publicly traded company with no debt, tons of cash in the bank, and a list of over 300 pro athletes who actually pay for and use this company's products on a monthly basis. Join me. The company is definitely a winner. Want to know more? Free information is available right now at mybigteam.com. That's mybigteam.com. I'm filling key positions right now. One more time, mybigteam.com.
I'm here with Sandy from GSK. Sandy, what can anyone do about so many people slipping through the cracks of the health insurance system?
We fill the gaps.
How's that?
Well, I've had programs that provide over $1 million worth of medicines to folks in need every day.
What kind of people in need?
Like people who've lost their jobs, people who don't have health insurance, people who can't pay for the medicines they need now.
Sounds like a huge job.
I think it's the best job in the company.
GSK, finding a way forward, one day at a time.
Hillshire Farm knows smoked sausage is delicious, but doesn't always seem convenient.
Hon, hand me the lighter fluid.
Here. Didn't you already start the barbecue?
It went out.
No. Wait!
I'm cooking now.
Yeah, you are. Stop, drop, and roll.
Instead, try something right from the farm. Hillshire Farm. Cheddar Wursts are packed with real Wisconsin cheddar and pre-cooked so they're heat and eat. Just warm them up on the stove or in the microwave.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. Millions of Americans flocking to the stores, kicking off the Christmas shopping season. Consumers looking for a few Black Friday deals at a mall in New York.
Best Buy, we got there at 5 o'clock, found out that we were way late.
Macy's, they had like really good stuff for like very cheap, $10. Esprit, everything was 50% off.
Financial experts say that in contrast to the past couple of years, shoppers are purchasing more for themselves and are not as focused on prices. Experts are reminding consumers to protect themselves from fraud.
Monitor your accounts. Use your mobile smartphone. It's a great way to have your financial information available to you where you are, be it at a party, shopping, or at your kids' basketball game.
Wells Fargo's Lisa Robinson saying this is the time of year when crooks go after the good guys. IRN USA Radio News.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Hi,
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less at another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
As we focus on one of the big stories of the week, the big topics, the issues dealing with North Korea and all the stuff that goes along with that. Before we get to your calls, one more bit of input here from MSNBC. Savannah Guthrie discusses our response, the U.S. response to the North Koreans, with Michael Green, who's a former member of the National Security Council, and David Sager from the New York Times is in on this as well.
Michael, I'll start with you. I wonder your assessment of the U.S. response so far to what happened.
So far, it's been good. This is an extremely hard problem, as you said. On the one hand, if the U.S. Overreacts, it just fuels this sense of crisis North Korea is trying to manufacture. They live and thrive off of crisis. On the other hand, if they don't react, they, you know, fail to deter North Korea from further escalation. So they've deployed the USS George Washington. I think there will be other military deployments, and that's about right for now. So first step is about what you would want to do in this kind of move.
And, David, we were talking before the break about how this is really the land of lousy options. I mean, what options are left? And here we have sanctions that are purportedly the toughest ever, and yet this country can still build an enrichment facility right under the noses of the world.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, I think Mike has put it just right that the deployment of the carrier is sort of the middle option. It's doing something, but not doing something too provocative. The problem the administration is in right now is that it's caught between the reaction in the spring when the North Koreans are believed to have sunk a South Korean ship that killed 46 higher casualties than we saw in this incident yesterday. And yet the only real response was a UN Security Council president's statement that the North Koreans sort of shrugged off and some food sanctions that the South Koreans did. So that's at the low end of response. At the high end of response is actually striking back at some of these facilities that have been hitting North Korea or doing a cordon around the country. And that, of course, risks a general war. No one wants to do that given the vulnerability of Seoul and all of the casualties that would ensue. So the president's really sort of caught.
Yeah, and Mike, I mean, what are the options here? I mean, essentially, the North seems impervious to sanctions. You don't want to escalate, as you say, this already tense situation. Do you feel like China is the real key here? That seems to be the signal from the administration.
That's right. I mean, somewhere around 70% or 80% of North Korea's food and fuel comes from China, and the Chinese just haven't wanted to use that lever because they don't want to create instability, or I think they don't want to risk North Korea falling apart, and then they live next to a unified democratic Korea allied with the U.S. In March, when the North Koreans ambushed and sank the South Korean ship, the Chinese basically did nothing. And I think that we have to rethink how we deal with China on this. It's not enough to explain to the Chinese why it's in their interest to help. I think we've got to start ramping up our defense measures with Japan and Korea so Beijing sees that there are consequences for their own position because of North Korea's actions.
All right, so here we go. It's all a big mess. That's basically it, right? 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Bill, you're in Seattle with a thought or two on the North Koreans.
Hi, good morning. You know, I'm very passionate about this. I'm so passionate about it that I called the White House comment line yesterday. I was also in the service. I'm the son of a Korean War veteran. North Korea is a rogue nation that makes Venezuela and Iran look like paradises. You compared them to medieval times. What did people in medieval times understand? Brute force. It's China's mess. China ought to help clean it up. What I said to the comment line at the White House yesterday is that we ought to sink the largest ship in the North Korean Navy, which was our ship, USS Pueblo, that they captured in 1968. These people have done nothing but provoke us for over 60 years, and we have done nothing in response. Jimmy Carter was president when they hacked the U.S. service band to death on our side of the DMZ. Look, I don't think that China is worried about us taking over North Korea. We should just let China take over North Korea, come down to the DMZ, and sign a peace treaty that hasn't been signed all these years.
An idea. Pretty good idea. That's what I've asked for. Your ideas on how to deal with North Korea. Are they the same as Iran? Mentioning Venezuela there, some of the other. Venezuela's no problem. Iran, there could be a problem. Is North Korea the most serious problem? I guess maybe that's another way of looking at it. What's the most? Some people think that China is the most serious military problem. The Russians, we still don't trust them, again, because of Putin and his power mongering, and yet you see him shaking hands and liking. I'm sure there are American presidents and people in power in our country that he seems to like. I don't know that it's Bill Clinton. I think he's a racist. Anyway, most of these people that are in positions of power like this, the Chinese are extraordinarily racist, and they probably, I say this advisedly, don't like Barack Obama because he's black. That really, that's how these people were dealing with people who think like that. After all, look at Hitler get to power, and you know what his hatred was toward the Jews. The people who have these animosities are everywhere, and they seize power and have control. 800-510-8255. The situation on the Korean Peninsula has inched closer to war, so say some. And so the North Koreans, using this foolish language they sunk. You just heard the fellow talk about the sinking of the ship. I'd forgotten about that. So is there panic there? Of course. It's going to affect the markets around the world as well. Investors growing jittery because of what's going on there. And the joint military exercise doesn't make anybody feel any better about it, other than perhaps we could, as was suggested there, not a bad idea, sink that ship that was taken from us 40-some-odd years ago. Jimmy Carter, really, I mean, fixing the blame doesn't fix the problem, but the problems really did start after the Korean War. There didn't seem to be the kind of situation existing that made us not look like the stronger member of various alliances because Jimmy Carter wasn't of that ilk. So the USS George Washington is headed for the Yellow Sea, and they say that stuff was all planned before the attack. You know, these exercises go on all the time, for sure. But, excuse me, this seems to make the presence here a little more visible. We don't know about all these things going on most of the time. President Obama speaking, or wants to speak, so he says, to President of China on all of these things. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson said the focus ought to be on revving up stalled six-party talks between the two Koreas, that is Russia, China, Japan, the U.S., expressed concern about the U.S.-Korea military exercises. Why? Shut up, will you please? 800-510-8255. Derek, you're in Baltimore with something to say, so let's hear it.
What are we going to do exactly about North Korea? I don't understand our country's foreign policy at all. We did a preemptive strike in Iraq because we thought they had weapons of mass destruction. North Korea already has nuclear weapons. They're the biggest smuggler of counterfeit bills. They take all our technology and they try to steal everything and duplicate it. They just torpedoed a South Korean submarine back in, what was it, March? They've done other things as well. Yeah, they shot a, they had two nuclear tests, one in 2006, and I think the last one was 2009. This country is dangerous, and we're just letting them just go on and do whatever they want. So what are we going to do about this country? Because it is, that's the biggest threat. The North Koreans and then Iran is a second. They're the biggest threats to our country that we have ever faced, and we're just, you know, kind of sitting around and, you know, reacting to what they do.
And did you say they were the biggest problems we've ever had? I'm not sure I heard you right. Maybe the biggest problem we have right now. Yeah, yeah. 800-510-8255. So the military, you look at the pictures of the ship. You know that has to be awesome and impressive. You have this George Washington with all of the artillery on the deck that it has. But there are questions and there are answers. Experts have been asked, why conduct these exercises, the joint military exercises? And the answer from the military is that they're primarily held to send a message to North Korea that we and our military stand by North Korea. The drills are an overt show of force. Washington says large-scale drills, which started after the sinking of that ship in March, designed to send a clear message to North Korea about their aggressive behavior and the fact that it must stop. This, again, words from American military officials. The U.S. and South Korea militaries, vastly better equipped than North Koreans. Experts say that they would quickly win any war. The North's force over a million troops or something. Has many more than they do in the South Korean contingent, but the equipment is old. Again, when you think about the biggest ship they have is the one they stole from us back in the 60s. So are the Chinese ready to stand by and help? How often and where do we have these exercises? Another question from a reporter. South Korea and the U.S. hold combined exercises every year. After the sinking of this ship, they agreed to stage a series of large-scale military drills. The exercise starting this weekend is their third of these maneuvers, the second to take place near where the ship was torpedoed in the Yellow Sea. North Korea says, oh, they didn't do it. You're like dealing with three-year-old children here. There was a joint drill in July involving George Washington again. And so let's see here. Another question, what's the significance of sending an aircraft carrier? This is a 97,000-ton nuclear-powered aircraft carrier from the 7th Fleet. It is the ultimate show of strength and muscle. Carriers have become the symbol of our position as a superpower. The strike group includes 75 aircraft, 6,000 sailors, these big, big vessels, essentially like cities at sea, have found an important role as the forward military presence of this country. We have 11 carriers in service like this around the world, twice as many as anybody else, any place in the rest of the world. 800-510-8255. Milton's listening to the countdown in Georgia with a focus on China here.
It is not the tiny North Korea that is doing really anything. And here in America, we talk about socialism and all of these isms. China is a communist nation, as I recall, and you can't go in your home, and I guarantee you will find more items made in China than the U.S. So the economy and everything, we're like, say, we're talking out of both ends of our mouth. We're talking against communism, but we support China and everything that it does. And with China, North Korea without China would not even exist. I did 6 years in the Navy. I was stationed in Atsugi, Japan. I've been to Korea. And it's China that is really the driving force behind all of this. President Carter had the right idea. He at least tried talking to him. It's through talking and civility that we will come to an ear. find some kind of agreement.
I'd like to agree. I'd like to think that that's true. I'd like to talk it through and be able to come up with some agreement. Then will they live by the agreement? That's always the question. I think that Jimmy Carter was pacifistic, and we need more of that. I don't mean to be a hypocrite here, because I think that Jimmy Carter's ideas about peace in the world and trying to get along with people are great. I think they're what we should have as our watchword. But the way it went, the way it was taken by the rest of the world, or the way it was put forth, it didn't quite work. 800-510-8255. A couple more calls on this in a moment here on the Countdown.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
800-510-8255. Calling into the Countdown from Las Vegas, KNUU, is Eddie listening there. So, Eddie, what should be our position here with the China where they are and we are where we are, and you've got the picture, so what's the way to fix the problem?
Well, I don't know if there is an absolute fix, Doug, but thanks for taking my call. I believe that South Korea has turned the other cheek. The cheek has been slapped. It's time to have nothing else to do with North Korea. South Korea needs to...
Are you talking about us or are you talking about them? Because we don't have... South Korea has nothing to do with North Korea. So who are you saying have nothing to do with it? The only people that have anything to do with North Korea are countries like Iran. Remember Bush's axis of evil?
Yes, they're,
remember that?
They're part of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely, they're part of it. But I believe that the appropriate action now is for South Korea to destroy the artillery battery that fired those rounds. And when the George Washington arrives, the United States and South Korea need to hunt for one North Korean sub and sink one sub. Nothing more, nothing less. And if North Korea takes any kind of action, then respond accordingly.
So an eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth. An ear for an ear. A nose for a nose. You know, I hadn't thought about that. That's actually probably not a bad idea. And then what are the Chinese going to do? Chinese aren't going to go to war over this. They're going to go to war over anything because that's the end of their business deals. All right, Eddie, good job. Thank you. 51 after.
and two is square. What is three?
I want to say deviled hand.
Correct.
Yes.
If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where is brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Ooh, unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month. See terms of use.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the Incredible Edible Egg.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, Don. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, focusing on the situation here, the countdown, getting summary statements from lots of different people who are involved, invested, if you will, in this issue, the problem there, how to fix it, if there is consensus. Here is John listening on KWAM in Memphis. Hi, John.
Good morning, Doug.
Yes, sir. Morning.
Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and the same to you, sir. We had a pretty good day yesterday. I hope you did as well.
Well, mine was kind of light. I only gained 5 pounds.
I hope I'm not there with you. I hope that that is not my case. But a lot of people will probably be in that same situation, no question about it. So as you were talking to people over Thanksgiving dinner, did you talk to you and your family and your friends talk about issues like this, or is this something that you keep to yourself and share with people like me?
It was not a topic of conversation over Thanksgiving dinner, let me tell you. But what I was going to say is that, you know, we did absolutely nothing when they commandeered that ship and took our sailors prisoner, you know, back, what, 40 years ago?
1968. Wasn't it 60? Yeah. No, it was 78. Sorry, 1978. So, yeah.
Okay.
So 42 30, years 70. Ago.
40, yeah. Anyway, you know, what we should have, and we got a big aircraft carrier over there. What, just to say, oh, we're big and powerful. Are we going to do anything? No. You know, why did they have the fleet off the coast of India when the president was over there? You know, just, oh, we got a lot of big ships. Mm-hmm.
We do have a lot of big ships. We pay a lot of money for them, so we keep the military industrial guys in business. And war is good for business, and people being afraid is good for business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was 68. And then I think Jimmy Carter, didn't he get some of the people out of there in 78? Wasn't that it, if I remember correctly?
Well, no, it didn't last that long. They got the sailors back, but they never got the ship back, right?
No, they used the ship in the North Korean fleet right now. I don't even know if they have any submarines. Somebody suggested we sink one of their submarines. They probably do have something that's World War II era laying around somewhere they got from either they.
But why did we never take the ship back? All we had to do is sail over there with the fleet and say, hey, we're going to take the ship back, and if you don't like it, we'll destroy the ship.
Well, that's a question we keep asking ourselves. Why aren't we more, when it comes to this sort of thing, why aren't we tougher? And then people say, oh, well, we have to handle it diplomatically. It's just
no. If you've got power, you have to use it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to destroy the city, but the threat has to be there. Mm-hmm. Everybody in this world knows that we're not a threat to do anything except talk.
Well, we have, if it really came down to it, you know, we would probably do something, but it would take an awful lot to get us to that point. In the meantime, we still do things. It isn't like Reagan going into Granada or stuff like that. Those days probably are gone. All right, John, thank you. 800-510-8255. Is it best that we deal with things the way we do? It is frustrating. Nothing ever gets settled. But that's true with government in general anyway, isn't it? Government's there any different than our government? Lewis, listening in Kentucky, with a focus on our place, our time, the chance, etc.
Yes, good morning. This is a golden opportunity. I cannot think of a more opportune time. I'm 67 years old. We've been suffering through this for years and years. It's a window of opportunity. We have an opportunity. It's an attack. It's a war. It's a treaty. We have all these things that we're responsible for. We're the world's police. This is our chance to exercise what we're entitled to do. And I know the complications. You've explained them explicitly. Any dumb American can understand exactly what you're saying. Are we going to do something about it? This is our chance. I realize the complication, but we handle Omar Gaddafi. We sent the bomb right through his roof. There's no reason why we can't take three of them out. There's no reason. I'm sorry. There are plenty of reasons. But this is, again, an opportunity to strike the head of the snake.
It was Reagan who did that with Gaddafi, as you recall. All right, Charles, you're in Boston, and you have the final thought on this discussion.
Good morning. I like to talk about North Korea with the nuclear facilities and stuff. I can't see why we just can't have, like, a group of people from North Korea and a group of people from the United States sit down and talk instead of taking the United States, you know, they want to bring in four or five more countries to talk with them. Just talk. We're the ones who are worried about being attacked by all these people, but... You know, and that's what gets me aggravated. We blackball everybody, and then we wonder why everybody hates us.
Well, I don't think everybody hates us, but there are questions that we don't seem to have good answers to. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, I want to acknowledge the following sources used in the production of the program: CNN, Fox, ABC, CBS, NBC, The Mike Broomhead Show, The Mike McConnell Program, and C-SPAN.